Top 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got the second annual CD's Day of Service honoring the life of Cameron Lamb. On the phone with me right now is his mother, Miss Lori. How are you doing this afternoon?
You know what? I am blessed and highly favored. I am doing pretty good today.
First of all, for those who don't know much about the life of Cameron Lamb, won't you give us some background about him and what he meant to you as a son?
Well, of course, he meant everything to me. He was my one and only son. He was my baby, and he was just my heartbeat. He was a little boy that loved to use his hands. In fact, when I would take him to the dollar store, he would always like to go and purchase the little cars that you had to put together. He never got it already built. He wanted to put it together. And, you know, later on in life, that became his love. He found his niche in life repairing cars. And he formed a business that he named Cam Gifted Hands. It was simple auto mechanic repair. And he had goals for his business. He wanted to grow his Facebook business and share videos. He also wanted to interact with his followers if they had any questions in reference to repairs. He wanted to be able to assist and help them in any way, you know, that he could. He also had on his page, you know, that he let people know that I'm not the best, but, you know, he let people know that I'm trying to get my start. So he wanted to do everything that he could do if it meant going and Google to do research. But he was really good with his hands, and it started as a little boy.
What a great way to honor him then with the second annual CD's Day of Service that's happening on June 13th as a way to give back with the community, right?
Yes, absolutely. So his birthday is June the 14th, and that's how we wanted to commemorate Cameron on his birthday and celebrate his accomplishments in his young, short life.
Yeah, so tell us about what's going to happen on this Day of Service, Miss Lori.
Okay, well, on this Day of Service, you know, we're going to have a program. There will be speakers. We will have food. There will be, it's going to be kid friendly. There will be food. There'll be water, sodas. There will be bouncy houses for kids. I believe that we have confirmed a couple of face painters, but it's going to be something really good. We have auto mechanics that will be there, and they will do work on cars. The work that they will do, it is free of service. Their labor, the labor is free, but anyone that is wanting to have work done, whatever it is, whether it's oil and filter change, if it's wiper blade change or oil and filter change, did I say brakes? They would need to come with their own supplies, but once they get there, the labor will be free. And if they need to get in contact in reference to getting some work, some repairs done on their vehicle, they can contact Cheryl Ferguson with It's Time for Justice. And the number is 816-765-3785.
All right. And, of course, they can also help out with Cam's Gifted Hands as well if they would like to send out donations or to help donate for a great cause as well. Is that right, Miss Lori?
That's absolutely right. You can go to Cash App at $ Cam's Gifted Hands, CamsGiftedHands. And also, if they just want to come to the event and donate some time there, I'm sure that after the event is over, we could use a lot of help as well. So if they wanted to donate time there,
yes,
that would be great.
Miss Lori, where would this take place at?
The event is going to be held at 4435 Prospect, Kansas City, Missouri.
And this is from 3 to 7:30 p.m., so make sure you come out, show some love and support on the second annual CD's Day of Service that's coming up. This will be a great way to honor his life. And, Miss Lori, before I let you go, I would like to ask you, what would you want Kansas City to know about the legacy of Cameron Lamb? What would you want his legacy to be and his name to live on here?
You know what? I would want him to be known as someone that would stop whatever he was doing to help someone. If he would see someone stalled on the side of the highway, he would turn around and he would go and he would help that person. I want him to be known as being a father that his sons absolutely adored. And if anyone is friends with him on his Facebook page, they would see the interaction, the love that he had for his family. He was a great organizer. I could have him to come over here and just help me, son. I need help. He was great. I mean, he really was, you know. So I just want you to know that he was a fun person, just very lovable, just would have you just laugh, and he was just so funny. But he was the person that you would have liked to have gotten to know truly how special he was.
Well, Miss Lori, I definitely thank you for coming on here and sharing this information and definitely talking about the life and the legacy of your son, Cameron. And God bless you. And I'm looking forward to hearing about the success of what's going to happen this Sunday over there at 4435 Prospect Avenue. Thank you for your time and stay safe out there.
Okay. Thank you so much for the interview.